This is an interview with Mildred Pearson, taking place in her home on Thursday, November the 13th in the year 2003. Mildred was a student at Schoolhouse Number 9, which is the schoolhouse that we've moved from the Beekman Road over to the Putney Palin historic site just off Palin Road. Mildred, let me start by asking you, when did you attend the Upper Hopewell School?
I started in 1922 to 1929, through the seventh grade, first through the seventh grade.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe what the school building was like when you were there?
Yes, the school, one-room school. It was white, and it had a little tiny porch on the front. The teacher would come out at 9 o'clock or about 5 minutes to nine, ring the bell, time for school to start. But if someone had been especially good and did a good job, they were permitted to ring the bell. And let me see what else in the schoolhouse. Do you want the interior of the school? Would you like to know that?
Yes, please. That would
yeah.
be interesting.
Oh, there's a large blackboard. In the back of the room, and the large stove in the middle of the room to supply the heat, where the older boys would go early in the morning during the winter and fall days and set and get started so it would be warm when the children arrived for school. And there were about 20 students, and the seats were they had like a little inkwell in the top, and the desks were small, one person in each desk. And I remember when I first started, mine was in the second row, first row, then the second row. Mine was in the second row. And let me see what else. The school. And in the back, we had the place where we hung our coats. What else? The interior of the school. I think that's about. Oh, then we had in the front of the school is where we had the bookcases and different things like that. And then I remember on one big table was the pile of the National Geographics. And
what was a typical school day like, Mildred, and when did it start and finish?
A typical school day like was, we'd start like at 9 o'clock in the morning. Am I repeating myself now? We started like 9 o'clock in the morning. After we got in school, we would say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Then we would sing. Then it would be time to start the first grade through to the eighth grade. And while we were having, like, the first grade, while we were going through the different grades, the other students would be reading or studying for their class, getting ready, you know, for their lesson. And we had like a 15-minute recess. It must have been about 10:30 or something like that. We'd have a recess, and then at noon we'd have an hour lunch. Everybody brought their lunch, and you could eat inside, outside, wherever. And then in the afternoon, there was another 15-minute recess we would have. And then at 3 o'clock, it's time to go home. We'd put our coats on and get ready to go home. And I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I was going to ask you about discipline in the school.
There wasn't a big problem with the discipline. You did what the teacher told you to do, and if you didn't, she'd give you a look, and you knew what that meant. And if you did something like, Oh, like one day I was standing in front of the door. This was in the winter. And the boys were throwing snowballs at me. And the teacher happened to open the door and the snowball went in the... just skipped the teacher. And then she made me come in and stay after school. It wasn't my fault. So that was a big thing. And, but they do, like, children would do normal things like throwing snowballs at you or chasing your thing, but nothing serious.
You didn't put frogs in the teacher's desk?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they tried any tricks on the teacher. You know, the teacher was really in charge. No, they didn't try any tricks with her.
Okay, I think you as a student, you were very interested in geography.
Yes, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about those lessons?
The geography interested you? I just enjoy, you know, reading the geography and about the different things. And as I said, the National Geographic was such a big help. I still have the National. I still get them. I started in 1947, and I have them right through till now, and I still get them.
Have you kept all of those National Geographics?
Yes, I've kept them all. Mm-hmm. And you see, well, that was like a typical... Then after school, of course, you came home, you changed your clothes, and you went to work, cleaning the yard and doing something in the house. Mommy and my brothers worked very hard. They had to help on the farm, you know, like with plowing and things like that, doing work. But the children really worked back then. I'm talking about way back when. They really had to work.
Do you remember the names of some of your teachers?
Yes, Mrs. Steinbach, I remember, but I can't remember her first name. And Emily Lund and Grace Phillips. Those three I remember. Grace Phillips was a marvelous teacher. One of the best teachers I ever had. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned that Arbor Day was a very special day for the students. We're not familiar with that. Could you tell us a little about
that? Yeah, the Arbor Day was a day to go out and it was like a Mother Nature Day. We went out in the woods, we took a lunch, and the teacher would explain like the different plants and the birds, and it was just a wonderful day. You just learned so much about how things were growing. And we all enjoyed that. That was a beautiful day, an Arbor Day. I mean, that was once a year.
I understand that Christmas was another special day.
Yes, Christmas was very special with our Christmas tree, and the parents would come on Christmas Day. We would exchange gifts, bring something special for the teacher, and recite poems and things like that. It was very, very lovely day. We all look forward to that.
Can you tell us about where you lived and how far you had to walk to school?
Yes, I lived on Beekman Road. We didn't have numbers on the houses at that time. A little yellow house. And it was about a mile from school, which didn't seem far then. And we went, no matter what, rain, snow, sleet, whatever, wind, you went to school. And my brother used to take me, my oldest brother, on the sled during the bad winter, you know, with a lot of snow and everything like that. And school, that was about it, getting back and forth to school, but it was never any problem going to school. You just went to school.
No school buses in those days.
Oh, no. Never heard of a school bus.
We'll be interviewing Wilson Donahue next week. Do you remember his being at school?
I remember Wilson Donahue. Yes. Percy was the nickname. And, yes.
What was special about him?
Wilson. He was a real gentleman. He was a lovely fellow. Very, very nice. I always remember. He was nice to to everybody. He was always kind, and thoughtful. He's a lovely person.
Lives in Whippoorby now?
Oh, he does? See, yeah. I didn't know what had happened to Michael. Not just calling Michael. That was his oldest brother. I mean, to Wilson. Right? It's hard for me to call him Wilson. I'm just calling him Percy.
Did you have any boyfriends at school?
Did I?
Yes. Special friends? Special girlfriends?
Let me see. I had there was a girl that I looked out for, Adelaide Dink. She was much younger than I, a little girl, and I used to take care of her and watch for her and see that. Then I had a girlfriend by the name of Edna Strothoff that we were very close. We were friends. But she moved to the city, so that didn't last long.
Were there neighboring children that you would play with in the holidays or weekends or in the evenings?
No, the only one, that Rose Thompson, she used to come over and I used to play with her, like that. But there wasn't a lot of playtime back then,
You had related a story about some boys chasing you with a snake. How did that happen?
No, they didn't chase me, I chased them. They thought they were going to chase me. But they had the snake on the long stick, and they were coming after me. And, oh, boy, I just love that. I thought, oh. So I got the snake. I took the snake from them. And then they started running like everything. Well, they didn't try that again. But, I didn't. But just the usual pranks and things that kids used to do at school, but nothing serious, right.
Which church did you attend?
Hopewell Reformed Church. I started there when I was 5 years old, Sunday school, and I remember on Children's Day we used to all march around the church and sing Onward Christian Soldiers. We used to do that every Sunday. Yeah. And then, I attended there as long as I was in Hopewell, and then we moved to Fishkill. I attended the Fishkill Reformed Church, where I was baptized. Jesse also, and
Jesse was your younger brother.
Baby brother. He's the baby of the family. He's 10 years older, younger than I am. I took care of him. Back then you didn't have babysitters or daycare things or what. The older person took care of the younger children. So I took care of Jesse. Now he takes care of me.
Your mother taught
in the Fishkill. She taught there 23 years. Yeah, at the Fishkill Reformed Church. Yeah. And the minister's name was Dr. Waters, Dr. Waters. I don't imagine he's passed away. After leaving there, we didn't keep in touch. But he was a wonderful family. And his daughter used to come up from the city and sing solos at the cornet. She had a beautiful voice like that.
The church, I understand, has been a very important part of your life.
Oh, yes, and yes.
Did you used to have the services at home in the
morning? Oh, yeah. We always, every morning, my dad would have prayer in the morning. And then on Sunday was special. Dad would, give a little speech and everything. Yeah, that's always been very, very special to me.
And Mitch always prays before a meal this day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us something else about your family, what your dad did for a living?
Well, my dad, when we lived on Beekman Road, there was a big farm across the road from us, that had horses. And Dad used to train them or something for working, to work horses and like that. And of course my mom, she was always home keeping house, and everything had to be just spick and span and home, and she did the clean, well, we all helped clean and everything, and the cooking and then making the the jams and jellies and the canning during the early fall and late summer like that. And let me see what else. And then when we moved to Fishkill, Dad was like the superintendent of the farm or whatever they had there. We've always been in farm. We've always been farmers. And we were there for 4 years. And in the meantime, Dad was looking for, he wanted to buy a home for us, which was up here across the street, across the road. And the Johnson, all this is what they call Johnson Estates. And Dad had his cows and everything. Where all these houses are, this place is very special to me because it's always been part of my home. And we were there 4 years, and I said, then we moved back here. And I was here for a couple years, and I went to the city, and I lived there for 51 years in Manhattan and Queens. And let's see what else. Oh, I have, what else is my other family? My sister lived in Queens, one of my sisters. The other one lived in Manhattan. They both passed away at early ages. But lovely, lovely girls. We've always been a very close family. And
Mildred, do you know where your family came from originally?
My dad came from Virginia. My mom from Wappingers. And I think there's where they met, and how they met, I don't know. You know, when you're a child and you hear different things, I'm talking about myself. I didn't listen and pay any attention, you know. A lot of things I wish I had remembered now, you know. Yeah.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Finney, P-H-I-N-N-E-Y. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Mildred, I think that winds it up. Thank you very much for talking to us
been
today. It's going to be fascinating for future generations to see you on video. And I thank Sue Blodgett, a neighbor of yours, for coming in and helping me ask some of the questions.
Yeah. She's my buddy.
And this is Malcolm Mills, the director of East Fishkill Historical Society.